I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. The economic news that's out today isn't full of cheer. U.S. retailers had one of their worst holiday seasons in decades. The news out of Japan is no brighter. The country reported today that industrial output dropped a record 8% in a month. The recession in the U.S. is partly to blame. America is a huge buyer of Asian goods, and major exporters like Toyota and Sony have taken a beating as U.S. consumers have cut back their spending. Ken Belson is a business writer at the New York Times and a longtime Japan watcher. Ken, this news from Japan is pretty dire. 2.5 million people out of work, factories closing. Out of all of the bad news that we just mentioned, what jumps out at you as the most worrying portent for Japan's economy?
Well, those production figures you read were particularly worrisome, I think, because Japan, as you mentioned, and other Asian countries rely so heavily on exports. And when you have companies like Sony and Toyota not being able to produce as much, it trickles down very quickly.
And the auto industry, one of the big areas feeling the pinch, Toyota last week announcing big cutbacks and forecasting its first consolidated job loss. Toyota is like a national icon in Japan. Does that really shake people when a company like that is announcing problems?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've ridden out many boom and busts. Their profits have risen for many years straight until this year. They're also really expert at wringing savings out of their factories without laying off people. So when even they have trouble, I think that's a bit of a shock to people.
I last spoke with you at the end of October when Japan was announcing a $50 billion stimulus package. Does this new news out of Japan mean that that strategy didn't work, or is it just too soon to tell?
The latter. I think these packages take months to get into the economy and then even months more to work. And the other thing with stimulus packages, probably America should be scrutinized in the same way, is how much of the money is really spent. In Japan's case, they might announce $50 billion as a headline figure, but, you know, maybe $10 billion or even $20 billion out of that might just be loan guarantees, which are added to the total to make it look like a very robust number. So how much of it really trickles down into real pockets is kind of debatable, and you often don't know that for about a year.
Japan had a protracted economic crisis in the 90s, which you witnessed firsthand. Do you think that Japan could be heading for even worse economic times ahead?
Yeah, I think one of the problems that was unresolved in the last crisis were some of the longer-term structural problems, the shrinking population, for example. And I don't think Japan has worked hard enough to increase its population or at least head off the declines. Many people have suggested more immigration, better utilizing women in the workforce, and I think they've moved very slow on that front. America, on the other hand, allows in newcomers more readily. People are also more mobile. If there's a job opening up in Phoenix, you're more likely to pick up and get in your car and drive there if it means keeping food on the table. In Japan, you don't have that kind of mobility. It's a much more rigid society that way.
And when we say in Japan 2.5 million people are out of work, what does it mean in Japan to lose your job? I mean, I understand that some factory jobs include housing as part of the package. Is there a social safety net in Japan for people when they become unemployed?
That's a great question. You're right. A lot of companies do have housing or subsidized housing for their employees, and when you lose your job, you got to leave. In fact, I was just reading recently that some government workers in prefectural governments lost their job, and the prefectural governor actually suggested keeping people on the payroll through the new year so that they could at least celebrate the new year with their family in a warm house. You know, in Japan also, moving is expensive. I often had to pay 6 months' rent up front to get a new apartment. So moving around is not easy either.
Ken Belson is a reporter for the New York Times. Thank you very much, Ken.
Thanks.